Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women since 2006. You know, if you've been following any of my brands, whether it's Aspire or Inspired Living Publishing or the show, then you know I am so passionate about inspiring women from every path of life, to show up fully in their own lives, to live authentically, to live from the inside out. So when my guest today said, yes, she'll be on the show, I was so excited. Because I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life where I've been disconnected from my truth and joy, right? I remember struggling with the same issues over and over again. In fact, you know, my family used to tell me in my 20s and 30s I was a queen of self-sabotage. And I know now more than ever, it's time that we all tap into our own inner wisdom, embrace our authentic voice, and transform our lives into the life that we envision and deserve. And I have to tell you, once I did the inner work, my life, relationships, and business completely transformed. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Joining me is my dear friend, Lizette Morais, speaker, life transformation trainer, speaker, and coach. Lizette embodies her authentic voice message by empowering professional, executive, and passionate women around the world to expand and transform their lives, their profession, and their intimate relationships. Using powerful principles of awakening, awareness, and authenticity, coupled with her ability to identify the real core issues standing between us and our desires and dreams, Lizette facilitates transformation effortlessly and effectively. Listen, you were born to live a life of joy, abundance, and unconditional love. Welcome, Lizette.
Thank you so much, Linda, for that amazing introduction. And just hearing you, I'm just so pleased and glad I could be here today and do what I do and serve these amazing, beautiful women. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I know from our personal conversation, you and I are both so passionate about the work that we do. And we had this instant connection when we met. And I've, you know, published Lizette in a few of Inspired Living Publishing's books, including the one coming out in October called Courageous Hearts. So I've gotten to know her soul, her essence, her truth. And I have to tell you, she walks the walk about her authentic voice. And that's what I really love about you, Lizette. So let's start there, because your website is actually called authenticvoice.co. But let's start there. What does it mean to align with our authentic voice?
A lot of people, when I first discovered, because I was in the professional development world for a while, before I came onto this point, that what I was really missing from all of it was I really just needed to be myself. You know, so long we're in this illusion of I have to be this perfect as a person. And we try so hard to become that. And what really started turning everything around for me was to actually be the being I am in. I really am. And that is what sets me free to this beautiful life that I'm living now. But it's not just about saying what's in my soul, you see, because at that time, my soul was in a very painful place. It was very hurt. It was very disappointed. So when I say authentic voice, I'm actually speaking about speaking from the place of unconditional love and joy that we really, really are. And it's getting there first and then living from that space.
I love that because you and I believe the same thing, that the truth of who we are is always there. We become disconnected, which is our authentic self, right? We become disconnected. Okay. And our job, if I understand you correctly, is to reconnect with that truth and remove all the muck that we collected over the years that is smothering our truth.
Absolutely. So when that huge discovery happened for me, and I'd say this is about 7 years ago, when I saw that the journey to where I wanted to be, because we all feel this calling within us, when I discovered the journey wasn't to become something I was not, but it rather was to unravel all of the stuff that wasn't me in the first place. And that is what was creating so much distortion in our world and so much suffering as a result.
No, it's so true. At the beginning, when in the intro, I mentioned that you use, you know, like three processes: awakening, awareness, and authenticity. Can we dive into those a little more? Mm.
Absolutely. So, in my long journey, I've discovered a process that I've called Arise, and Arise has become a body of work that has become a retreat, and hopefully one day will become a book. And Arise is really the process that I use. And it's used for complete life transformation. So that's why it can be a 7-day retreat and it can also be a year-long program. But it is also a process that I use that can be used in a few minutes in an intimate coaching conversation. And Arise is the acronym that I found of the different stages it takes for us to truly transform. And when I talk about transformation, a lot of people talk about reframing of a mindset. I don't really do that. I did that for many years. I don't do that anymore because I find that what it really takes to transform is get to the heart and the core of the energy that's causing that, or the belief that's really causing that, and not just reframe it, but completely unravel it or remove it from our system. Otherwise, it will show up somewhere else.
So it's like just clearing it completely.
Absolutely. So, for example, if I have a deep-seated belief I'm not good enough, I can reframe it of, yes, I am, and all these little tips and tricks that we've learned in the past. But what I found that really, really makes the transformation possible is that when I truly feel, sense, know about the magnificence of who I am, so it's not about reframing I'm not good enough, it's knowing how worthy and how good enough I am, and having a visceral experience of that core energetic signature, if you will, that is the truth of my being. And then from that place, I don't even have to deal with any reframing or any symptoms after that.
Now, how did you come to this? What is your personal journey that led you to this powerful work that you're doing in the world?
Well, I started with mind coaching. And I dived into the world of neuroscience. I was in corporate at the time. I was a director of communication and training within a Fortune 500 pharmaceutical company. And although I looked all, you know, very beautiful on the outside, there was this deep sense of I'm not living in the truth of really who I am. I've learned to really survive this world. I've discerned navigation systems to even maybe even be successful on the outside, but I knew on the inside it wasn't really, really what I wanted. So it was when I started in neuroscience, I thought I really needed to clear my mind, and it was really fantastic. It was a great beginning. But once I understood how the subconscious worked and I understood how to reframe belief patterns, I saw that there was much more at stake, and that led me into a journey of heart intelligence. And really knowing my intuition was a wealth of knowing, and actually that within me, within all of us, we have access to such deep, profound wisdom that our mind cannot really contemplate. So our mind is fantastic, but it's really not the source of all knowing. The intuition and heart is a much bigger field. And then I was led into consciousness. So it has been this progressive step-by-step journey that I've applied in my own life, and that has now become a body of work that I serve other women doing, because I've seen how it works from personal experience.
And from all the lives you've been changing along the way. And what I love about your work, it's a blend of science and spirituality.
It is. It is, because the two do speak so beautifully to each other. It's not about excluding anything. And there's also such different levels of consciousness. Right. So what my work really does, and what I really hope, is that I can be able to speak to anyone where they are, and what I'm going to say and what I'm going to do is going to transmute and make sense to them. So I love to meet people where they are, and I don't really mind where they are.
Yeah, because you, well, for one, as as a leader, you've been where they've been, you understand, and then you blend all of this knowledge of, as we were just discussing, neuroscience, heart intelligence, and your own personal gifts and skills to be able to meet them with empathy, but be able to shine the light so you can help them up the path to the transformation they want to create.
Absolutely. So I just noticed whenever I meet someone, I might have to tweak my language, but we all get to the same place.
Yeah, and I love to say that. I use that an analogy all the time, that we're all on the same path, right? Some of us are further along, and I believe it's our spiritual purpose that we need to be shining a lantern, because it isn't that we're further along on the path. We just started earlier, right? But we're supposed to hold a light for all those coming up the path behind us, so we can illuminate the way and show them what's possible. When I remember when I first got on the personal spiritual development path, I was like, where do I go? What do I do? Now I look for women like you who have already done the work, who are shining their light, and I go, there's the light on the path. And do you see what I mean? It gives us a beacon to follow.
Exactly.
So when we come back from our first break, Lizette, I want to dive into this even deeper. And I will be back in a moment with Lizette Marais of AuthenticVoice.co. Be sure to swing by and get her 3-part video series, Unlock the Power of You.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. And today we're talking about aligning with your authentic voice so you can tap into your inner power, your inner truth. So, Lizette, you know, I understand that the journey of transformation is not about, it's something I heard you say before. You said it's not about creating the someone that we would like to be, it's actually stepping into the perfection of who we always were and always have been, but have forgotten. So talk about that.
Oh, beautiful. So, you know, I'm so passionate about who we really, really are, because we can feel this, you know. And I used to, when I was little, I could feel there was this greatness about me. And it wasn't an egotistical, it wasn't a, you know, a narcissistic kind of knowing. It was just this knowing that I knew things. But then to step into that is something quite different, because our whole environment would, you know, confirms, no, we're none of that. We're just normal. We're just average. And that was one of my stories, is I was just average. And yet there was a deep knowing. And in my work, I've discovered that almost all of us feel this innate knowing, that there's this great wisdom within, that our world is saying, no, 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 it's not true, it's not true. And so that's actually what creates all this pain, is we kind of disconnect with that early knowing that we have, and we try to conform, we try to belong. So we take on all these patterns that make us look like everybody else. And within us, there is this yearning and this call of, oh, that's not who I am. That's not who I'm supposed to be in the world. I'm not fulfilling what I'm here to do. So that pain, as much as I disliked living in it, I really look at it now with great love, because that pain was the signal of my inner being saying, honey, it's not this way. You know, it doesn't feel good because it's not supposed to feel good. And I think that's a really important message to get out there. If we're in suffering right now, or we're in pain, then recognize that that pain is not trying to hurt you. It's just trying to wake you up to who you really, really are.
It's so true. I look at it as pain as a redirect. Our inner guidance is trying to redirect us to our authentic path.
That's right. That's right. And I also look at the world today, and I see just the vast need of women leaders to really arise in their authentic voice, because they have come with a unique set of abilities, talents, gifts that they have come here to bring and to be this love that they are in the world. And heaven knows how much we need that light in the world right now. And we've always needed it, but now is our time to be here. And that light is so unique and it's so precious that I'm so passionate of unlocking that power in each of these women, but also allowing that their unique gift shine. It's not to be like me, or it's not to be like you, but it's to be their inner strength and their unique signature in the world.
Exactly. It's getting them to see that, as you said, as a woman leader, they have to clear the muck that's stopping them from stepping out fully. Because a lot of times I believe, and you and I have had this personal conversation, there are so many gifted leaders and women in the world, whatever role they're playing, but they know in their heart they are not living their message full out. And they won't until they do the inner work to clear the muck that keeps them playing small and hidden.
That's right. That's right. And this inner work has been embodied in Arise. So do you want me to jump into that framework?
Explain? So this is one of my favorite topics. Lizette and I had a personal conversation a couple of weeks ago, and I have to tell you, the Arise process and program is powerful. And when you hear the acronym, you'll see why. So please, let's dive in.
Well, it all starts with the A, and the A stands for awakening. And many of us awaken, all of us have had probably some sort of awakening occurrence happen. And what I discovered was awakening actually happens more often than we think. Sometimes it's not that big life transforming aha, but it is in the smallest things. Like just the other day, I was on a call with a group of ladies, and a lady had said, I just realized that I give space to other people to be themselves, and I encourage them greatly, but I don't do that for myself. Now, that is what I call an awakening. It is that inner knowing of saying, something's not right. All right. So that's always step one. We awaken to a new truth, a new insight, and a new aha. And the next step is to remember, which is R. And in the remembering phase, what I do is I dive into that feeling or that knowing and look for the feeling behind it. And I've come to see that there are three core, what I call fractures, that we need to remember. We need to remember the hurt of it, the the anger of it, or maybe the disappointment of it. The fear of it. So it comes to these three. It's either a fear, or it's a hurt, or it's some sort of a pain. But we want to dive into what the real core of it is. When we can actually be with that pain, what is so amazing is, and I don't know if you relate to this, Linda, but for me, it's like I would spend my whole life running away from these feelings. You know, the minute they would come up, I would push them down, I would avoid them, I would do anything, I would clean the oven if I need be, just not to look at it. And what I found in my work is that we are such incredible amazing unconditional love in our very presence, that when we will actually be with that pain, even if it's for 90 seconds, if we will go into that and we will be with it and we will look at it, then it actually shifts. That's when it transforms. When we can bring our unconditional presence to something, it has to shift. Sorry about that. So that's, I will bring them to that point where we will just look at it together and we will just be with that pain. And then we will remember the core of what really happened. What I do at this point is I allow our higher selves to be present with that. And we watch it shift together. So literally we're going to the core and shifting without getting into the content, without getting into the story, without locking it in. And what I notice then that happens is we move into the I, which is integration. So how has this really been affecting and how is it integrating into my day-to-day activity, right? The S stands for surrender, which is one of my favorite steps. They're all fantastic, but this is an amazing one, where surrender means we don't stand in resistance of what has happened. So let's say that I have not been giving myself space, and I see that now, and I've integrated it, and I see how it's affected my life. Surrendering into, I've been doing that in the past, I'm going to completely forgive myself, I'm going to accept that it's been so, but now I can surrender into what it means to really start doing that. And then once we live in that non-resistance, the E of arise shows up, which is the emergence. And emergence is when I arise into that new level of consciousness, which is an even more expanded, open version of my true self into the world in my daily actions. And I've emerged. So that's what arise stands for.
And as you know, you're walking us through the steps, I can feel each step. It's not a head thing. It's actually Yeah, no, I was feeling it in my body, right? As each step, I could feel it in my body of how it would feel. And that's when you had first shared it with me, that's when I knew it was a powerful process, because it brought me out of my head into my heart, into my body. And to me, I believe we need that combination, right, to get to transformation. So
absolutely,
as someone to help women that are listening put it into context, once we go through the arise process and we come to emergence, how do we show up differently in our life? What is some of the things that you've noticed in yourself as well as your clients that they've shared that things are just different in how they show up?
Absolutely. So the immediate sense that happens is you feel so much lighter, because literally what you've been doing is carrying energetic baggage. So that baggage, now that it's been cleared through the power of the love that you are and just your presence, and what, that's the process I do, which is called unraveling. So we unravel whatever that block has been. They immediately feel a lot lighter. The second thing that happens is they find themselves in new situations where they would have reacted a certain way, and now they start reacting a completely different way. And this process has been so powerful with some women that they actually, when I say, "Darby, remember you used to do that," their mind literally doesn't remember. They said, "Why would I ever do that to myself? They used to do it all the time, but now it seems unfathomable that they would treat themselves with that." So what I love about this in my women that I've seen and coached throughout the years is that they start gaining this partnership with themselves that is so beautifully aligned to self-love, because they wouldn't treat themselves that way anymore. They wouldn't put that limitation on themselves in that way anymore. But it does happen by this beautiful step-by-step process.
What I love too, it's like they've been like an inner reboot. Like we reboot a computer, it's like... It's like their soul, their spirit, their essence, all the false stories have fallen away because they got this reboot to help them remember the truth of who they are.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and not just remember it, because they've really integrated it. They've returned back to the truth of who they are. And then in that specific situation, they cannot not show up differently. They will totally show up differently. So, I mean, that's why I can do this in a one-on-one conversation regarding a specific topic, but I can also take them to my 7-day retreat where we look at complete life transformation, right? Their very identity of who they've believed they are, and run the same process. And what's so amazing for me and what my initial intention was that I really wanted them to have a process that when even they're on their own and they're out in life, that they're not expecting that they'll ever be there. You know, that there, that there's never going to ever be a challenge again, that there's never going to be a hard day or a tough moment. There are constantly things arising for us, but as they arise, it's not to challenge us. It's simply to say, are you ready to go to the next level of consciousness for you? Are you finally ready to accept that new challenge? Are you ready to go and master that area of your life that you haven't mastered yet? So it's this ongoing, beautiful, integrated process that doesn't have to be about suffering or getting stuck anymore.
I love what you said, that there is no there, right? And I've, right. I've discovered that. I've been on this path for 25 years, and I used to go, I can't wait to get where she is because she looks like she's there.
And, exactly.
And I realize, in fact, I tell my clients, if anyone tells you there is a there, run like hell, because it's false truth. There is no there. We are constantly unfolding. Life is going to continue to come at us because that's part of the human existence. But when we do the inner work, as you just described with some of your clients, who here they are in situations that they had might have been in before, but now they react differently because they've been recalibrated. Their core is not the same as before. That's what I love about this whole life and this whole path, is we're always discovering that within us is the power to change, to transform, and face life where it is instead of trying to hide from it.
Absolutely. And what I discovered about the there, because when I initially tell people I don't believe that the journey ever ends, they actually get really discouraged and disheartened, like, oh my God, really? Is it always ongoing? And what I really want to clarify about that, there's no there. The there is actually a limitation.
Yes.
Because I have way surpassed my there that I had 5 years ago. I have been there, and now there is just more, and there's more expansion. But it doesn't mean that the journey has to be one of suffering.
Exactly.
The journey is one of joy and curiosity and ever expansion, because there is no limit to you, which is so amazing. I mean, just a year ago, Linda, I would have never said I'd be able to really bring out a book. And then I met you in a beautiful connection in this amazing synchronistic moment. And I think it was 6 months later, I was an international best-selling author within your book, Midlife Transformation. So now we just expand. And I was like, great, now I can have 2 books. And maybe then I can write a solo book. And then so on it goes.
And look at it, and that's all in 1 year. And
that's right.
And it shows the power of possibility. So we come back from our next break. Yeah. What I want to dive into is some of the common mistakes women make on the path of transformation. And I'll be back in a moment with Lizette Marice of AuthenticVoice.co.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Take the first step to radically transform your life and business. Being an entrepreneur takes courage. Forging a path that is uniquely yours can feel scary and alone. But here's a secret. You're not alone. Life and business coach Marianne McKenzie, founder of the Real Woman in Business program, is an expert at guiding women who want to create radically engaged lives and businesses. Marianne knows that successful businesses and the creative minds that run them require more than just knowledge. They require self-awareness, a success mindset, winning strategy, and a tribe of other real women. Marianne coaches heart-centered entrepreneurs to expand and engage their personal lives and passionately grow their businesses. Visit MarianneMcKenzie.com today to join us. You don't have to walk alone.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, everyone. This is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is the soul-inspiring Lizette Marais of AuthenticVoice.com. So, Lizette, in the work that you do with women around the world, what are the most common mistakes that you find women make on this path of transformation?
Well, one of the biggest mistakes that we make is the foundation of our journey. And we mentioned earlier that there is no there. I think that's one of the big things, is we have this illusionary point of, if I just get this and this and this and this right in my life, then I will feel so much better and I'll finally be happy. And what we need to understand is that we are transformative beings. So we are always in a transformative process, and we are transforming in every moment as we focus. And what we don't do a lot of the times is we're not doing it deliberately. We're not doing it with focused intention of improving our conscious presence. So that's one of the biggest mistakes. And actually, the reason that that's such a big mistake is because if I am only going to be happy when I'm there, I'm basically rejecting myself in who I am in this moment. So where I struggled for a long time is that a lot of our development is set up to make women feel that they are not enough. And it's a bit of a ninja move, because we are working on ourselves because we want to get better. But on the other side, we have to really love who we are right now. Is that making sense, Linda?
It makes exact sense, because I lived it. I was always trying to better myself, but by using the word better myself, I was always telling my subconscious that I wasn't good enough as I was.
Exactly. So that is what I noticed, one of the biggest, biggest blocks that we make. And we all can almost make personal development as a second, you know, as a second job for ourselves. And heavens knows we have enough to do. So that is one of the biggest things. I really support the journey of realizing you are actually everything in divine perfection. I mean, you are so beautiful and so magnificent. And it's about embracing that and loving that and partnering up with who you are for you to actually expand to your full potential. So I had to be happy, and then I could get everything else. Then I could have the flourishing business and the wonderful relationship and the amazing connections. But I had to be happy first. And that is actually within ourselves. Everything we are seeking is within ourselves. So that is one of the biggest ones. The second biggest one that I see is that we are comparing ourselves amongst ourselves and waiting for, again, this outer projection, thinking that it's somewhere out there. And I would say that our third biggest one is we don't actually get to see ourselves. So in the series that I put on my website as a free gift to everyone who visits my website is exactly these three mistakes, or these three blocks that we have to actually unlocking the true power of us. And in lesson three, I talk about how we never really see the fullness of our glory. And we arrived on the planet. We started looking around and we started asking people, so what do you think I am? And they gave us feedback. And some of that feedback was, you're really lazy. And some of that feedback was, you're pretty average. And some of that feedback was really great. And a lot of our identity is based on that feedback and that perceptions of others who didn't understand us, probably didn't get us. And we haven't been paying a lot of attention into who we really are within, because we have to really tap into that, who do I say I am? And we tend to do that later in life, but I do know that we can do it much earlier. We don't have to let life push us around while we figure this out. We can actually do this process and know ourselves from within.
That's beautiful. I do know so many women, especially leaders, right, and those in the virtual world, this comparison, this feeling that they have to compare themselves, and then they forget the truth of who they are.
Right. Right.
And what's another mistake that you've discovered?
Another mistake that I've discovered is about this needing acknowledgement from other people. This is a need that we come innately with, because we actually originally all belong to each other. But when we in this experience of this individual life, we tend to really want to belong. And the way that we belong is we acknowledge. So a lot of people have this performance mindset that we're coming from, as I have to be able to do so that others can acknowledge and know. And I've really, that process has really reversed for me. That whole meta program has reversed for me in the last couple of years, where it's a question of who am I being? And then in that being, flow to my doing. But doing it for me, doing it for what I'm being led to do, versus what will others think. So this, what others think, and can I be acknowledged by others? Am I good enough for others? This is a huge, huge one that we don't want to get ourselves locked in. But unfortunately, it's running the show for so many women. And it's a trap, because we can never do enough for others to be validated by them. And when it starts turning around is when I start validating myself in this beautiful partnership between my divine self and my human self. And I start following my intuition and my flow. What I start creating is of such excellence and such beauty that others cannot stop but look and say, wow, that's amazing. So all of a sudden I was starting to get acknowledgement, for example, where I'd craved it my whole life, never got it. When I stopped needing it, then it showed up. And I'm sure that some women on this call can relate to that happening in their life. And that's true for everything. That's true for everything. Our key is really in the being.
And I love that. I talk a lot about, over the years, about being versus doing, and how my, especially my 20s and 30s, when I first started my first business in 1992, I was exactly everything you just described, the three common mistakes. I'm raising my hand. I was doing all three of them. And I was caught in doing and winning numerous business awards, Entrepreneur of the Year for the state of Massachusetts. But guess what, Lizette? I was doing it all the wrong reason. I was doing it because I needed the outside acknowledgement of my worth.
Exactly. And it's exhausting.
Exhausting. I'll share a moment, and I'm sure many of the listeners can relate. It was probably, it was still in the 90s, let's say 98 or so. I had my business for a while, and I was getting a lot of media attention. And this woman said, can I shadow you for the day for a regional publication? I said, okay. And I didn't know what she was going to write. The article came out, Lizette, in the store. Everybody was, you know, showing up to love me up and say congratulations. And when I opened it, her article said, Superwoman's cape must have been behind the door. And it went on about everything I was doing and nonprofits I was helping, all this. And everybody's loving me up. And guess what was happening? Inside, I felt like I was holding my tears back. And I got through the crowd, got to my office, locked the door, and I started reading. And I hit my knees. I want to cry. Mm. I hit my knees and said, oh, my God, what have I done? I'll never be able to take this cape off now. And I had created a persona based on doing. And I was doing 16-hour days, coffee, and I was ignoring the symptoms my body was giving me. Even after that come-to-Jesus moment, kneeling, hitting the ground, crying, knowing that I was creating a life that wasn't in alignment with who I was, even though I didn't understand that at the time, Lizette, because I wasn't as spiritually aware, my soul was telling me, this is not who you are. Who you are does not need all this. You do not need to be killing yourself. I didn't listen, and 6 months later, had a mini stroke at 40 years old. And
wow,
that's what everything you just shared is, mm-hmm. I think, what so many women, we do get caught up in that. But if we don't have someone to guide and lead us, to let us know there is another way, we fall into this trap, the comparison trap, the doing trap, all of it. And it doesn't have to be that way. You and I have lived on both sides. We know it doesn't have to be that way.
Absolutely. And this is my call for all women. You know, the point is never, and that's what I love about you, Linda, is as much as you've achieved, you don't put yourself in that guru position of I've got it all figured out now. Because it really isn't about that. It is like, you know, we have so been there. We have so done that, got the T-shirt and the Superwoman cape. And it's been, and I think we do it, you know, so what's beautiful about this is that we do this as women because we innately know in our authentic voice that we are capable of such amazing things. So we are pulled to be excellent and we are pulled to do tremendous things. But it is the how that we were never taught, you see.
Yeah.
We were taught to do it from a mind perspective and we were taught to do it from a regulations perspective and an expectation perspective. And what this invitation is all about and the journey that you and I have both found in our own unique, beautiful ways, how our soul has guided us to the place where we can say, you know what, you're right, you are supposed to be great, but there's a different way of how. And the how comes in alignment. And the minute it's in alignment, it's effortless. So an example of this is, for example, I was in a corporate career before I, you know, became a full-time business owner with, you know, two training and coaching companies. But I was a corporate leader. And in the corporate space, I really had to do a lot of administration and these and different tasks and these lot of delegate. And a lot of this was not my genius, but I had to do it. And people would commend me on all of these things that I was doing that was just costing me so much energy. It was incredible. So I just thought, okay, to keep this acknowledgement, I just got to keep doing it. And the real aha was, no, I really have to get in alignment with what my true talents and gifts are. And when I started making that 80, 90% of my work, all of a sudden I get so much more done and it doesn't cost me any energy. It just gives me more energy. Mm.
I love it. And it's so powerful. And Lizette, we're going to take our last break, and then when we dive in the last few minutes that we have, I want to talk a little more about that. I use a little different language. I call it masculine and feminine. Masculine being do, mm-hmm. from a place of pushing, striving. Feminine,
yes.
being, allowing, receiving. Mm-hmm. So let's dive into that when we come back from our final break.
Absolutely.
I'll be back in a moment with Lizette Marice of AuthenticVoice.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you ready to manifest the life of your dreams? Do you often wonder why it hasn't happened yet? When you are in alignment with your deepest desires, you have unlimited power to manifest more wealth, better health, and happiness. By using a unique formula and proven process to help you create higher levels of energy in the moment and long term, at the Wealth Attraction Academy, you'll discover the support you need to help you do just that. The Wealth Attraction Academy was founded by seven-figure business owner, international best-selling author, speaker, coach, and Aspire magazine expert columnist, Anne Sanfilippo. Anne's mission is to provide women like you with the tools and resources you need to manifest an abundant life of your dreams, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. Visit WealthAttractionAcademy.com to claim your free Attract Wealth, Health, and Happiness gift set and schedule a free discovery session today.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. We're having a juicy conversation today. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Lizette Marais of AuthenticVoice.com. So in this last segment, Lizette, let's talk about that, because everything you've been saying today is like just hitting every little soul button in me, you know, like, yes, I remember that feeling. And why I love your work and am such a big supporter of it is there is someone listening right in this moment who is trapped in what you and I used to be trapped in, that doing is our value and that being relates to guilt, because that's what I used to feel like. Oh, my God, I'm being so lazy. I shouldn't be just being. Oh, I used to struggle with that, Lizette. It was like beating myself up, this internal. Now, look it. I created a business, and I know you have too. Me and my team work 4-day weeks. I take 7 weeks off every year, and my team does. I give my team that too. And it comes from being energy of receiving, allowing, trusting, flowing. I had a release, pushing, striving, which was causing all the business blocks that stopped me from being abundant and successful for many years in my entrepreneurial journey. Have you found that too, that this masculine, feminine flow, and that it's a combination of both, but some of us get stuck either in all of one or the other?
Well, in the corporate world that I used to navigate in, I used to be very trapped in the masculine. And the higher that I went, the more masculine I needed to be, I believed, to thrive. And the more doing I had to be. So, yes, Glenda, I totally relate to that sense of guilt. And it's very interesting, because my perception of it was that if I was just being, then I'm not doing anything. And it's actually not true.
Exactly.
So it's really not true. So with me, it really came to a burnout. So when I finally got to the place that I wanted to be in my, after all my doing, and I finally got to that executive suite and I sat down and I was the director and I started listening to my colleagues, I thought, okay, here I am, I'm there. And it totally was not what I wanted. So what was interesting is when I had, for me, this was a huge disappointment, because I found after all this doing, where it had led me was not even close to what I thought it was going to be, you know. And what we're looking for is this, we're looking for peace, we're looking for impact, we're looking for being significant, we're looking for supporting other people and contributing to the world. All of us have this drive, and I love that. And yet we get trapped in the how, right? So it's this doing, it's this very masculine way. But when I speak of being, a lot of people, what I resisted for many years is I thought that if I am being, then it means I'm sitting under a coconut tree waiting for the coconut to fall. And I am a dynamic woman. I mean, I make things happen. So that never appealed to me until I understood that what being really is about the connection to all of me, so that all of me can be so powerfully present in one moment that when I actually do something in complete, like, congruent alignment, that doing is amplified 1,000-fold. So now I can do much less and have much bigger impact, because what I'm doing is so profoundly present that it has just a lot more power to it than before.
I love it. That's how I feel. It's like I'm tapped in.
That's right.
I'm tapped
That's right.
in.
So it's,
and it's like,
that's right.
Like a lot of people say to me, oh my God, Linda, every time I talk to you, you have 5 brands and you're always launching projects. You always, and Lizette, you've experienced it firsthand because you've held calls with me. And they always go, you're so zen. How are you getting things done? You're never frazzled. I go, because I have a mantra. My life mantra is ease, grace, and flow. Everything comes to me with
that's
ease,
right.
grace, and flow. Projects flow with ease, grace, and flow. Clients come to me. And I am zen. My internal, I remember what it was like to live the complete opposite, frazzled, overwhelmed, stressed. And let me tell you, I get more done in this energy. And and I know you do too, because I see everything that you're creating and birthing. And I've held calls with you. And as I said at the beginning, you're a woman who walks your walk about bringing your authentic voice to life through your offerings, you know, because we're talking about entrepreneurs now, to your offerings. Mm-hmm. And you have so much yummy content. And in the last few minutes, I want to share. First, I want to remind everyone, please go to authenticvoice.co and claim Lizette's Unlock the Power of You 3-part video training. It's powerful. You will get to dive in even deeper to all of these processes and all the wisdom that Lizette has to share. But Lizette, you have some other fun stuff being created that I want you to take the last few moments to share about.
Absolutely. So one of the first things is I'm launching this Authentic Voice show. So I love having empowering conversations that are with these transformational leaders, but I really want to tap into their personal stories of how they got there. So that's one exciting thing, connecting with other transformational leaders, but from that intimate and authentic place. They didn't have it all together. They overcame courage, they overcame compassion and self-love and so on, and really share with my tribe of how they got there. The other thing is Awakening Momentum, and I love this program because it's all about how do we focus on a daily basis and really get to move forward in consciousness every single day, because we are always transforming, and it's about giving women the ability to really have that focused intention on that everyday basis. And of course, there's the Arise Retreat, the sacred 7-day soul journey into complete life transformation using the Arise method and the Arise process of awakening to our true selves, remembering really who we are, integrating all of it, living a life of surrender, and emerging as the true authentic powerhouse that we are.
I love it. And I just love watching you create all this. You know, I get to see it from a different angle. And it's like your truth. It's like almost like you're just birthing right now. It's like you're birthing from this powerful truth. And everything's coming with ease and grace because it's everything we just talked about today. You're aligned with your authentic voice. You know, and you have owned your message, and know that now more than ever, we as female leaders have to step out. We have to break through our own fears. So thank you for being such a force of love and transformation in the world.
Thank you so much, Linda.
And I want to invite everyone again to please go to authenticvoice.co and get Lizette's Unlock the Power of You 3-part video training. Along with the training, you'll also be kept up to date on all these sacred offerings that she is creating. Lizette, thank you for doing the work that you're doing in the world, but for sharing yourself with me and my audience today.
Thank you so much, Linda. It's been an absolute privilege, and I just want to thank you for all your love and all your encouragement and your support to make this happen for me as well. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, love. So everyone, for even more inspiration, be sure to grab your free subscription to Aspire Magazine. For over 11 years, Aspire has been a free publication, delivered 6 times a year to your inbox, and it's gorgeous. It's a foot-page digital magazine, nothing to download, no special apps. You can read it right in your browser, and you can claim your free subscription at subscribetoaspire.com. And by the way, it includes over 40 transformational gifts from visionary leaders like Lizette. So until next time, choose love. Choose joy, choose happiness, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.